education, impact on research, nimbleness, community impact. There are no perfect answers here. The one thing we want to continue to leave you with is structure alone will not solve the problem. It will require a more collaborative approach. What are the things that will help? One, ensuring that there's clear delineation of what the structure is, what the boundaries are, what are some of the relevant funds flow, and then effectively recruiting someone and ensuring that they have the resources, that they have the structural alignment. I don't think you're going to have a challenge recruiting into the vision. The vision is an exciting vision. The environment is an exciting environment. The city is an exciting city to lead healthcare in. But it will require getting organizational clarity. So in terms of next steps, you've already achieved some degree of interim stabilization. But we would say that there are still some issues. Is the team that was recruited by the VPHA a stable team? Is it organized properly? How to deal with some of the financial commitments that are currently in place when at the same time you're likely to need to resource a new recruit on top of that. We do think it's time to reach a decision about what is the organizational structure you're going to stick with, clarify that, identify the relevant funds flow, and then set a timeline to move the organization forward. And the advantage of having the interim leadership you have is you have time to do that and to do it the right way. Now, I said you have time to do it the right way, but I don't want you for a minute to take your, to back off and say the market pressures are going away. If anything, they are accelerating. So we would say this is an important and timely need to get this resolved, that there is a need for clarity. We think you're on the right direction. But again, structure alone won't solve this issue. So maybe I can pause here. We have some extra time for questions if you wanna do that at this point, depending on where you are from a time perspective.
From a time standpoint, I think we're getting to the point that we need to keep moving.
Okay.
I know there's lots of questions among our group to come forward, but I think we need to rest through the rest of the process. So.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. The next presentation is Vice President Knorr, who will present the financial model alternative. By the way, I suspect there may be some individual bio need. I would just suggest that you quietly take a break, because I don't think we'll take the time to try to break and come back. So, Walt?
That's why my presentation will be accelerated, because I have a lot of coffee. And I think early this morning there was reference to a series of high quality presentations this morning. I think that was a reference to the first three presentations. Try to go through. Really, what I tried to do is put together a tutorial. I want to thank Dr. Rubenstein and Dr. Munoz for helping me out and basically explaining the Affordable Care Act in detail, so we don't have to go over that in great. But I wanted to put together a tutorial on the hospital, on UI Health, and we'll take it from the top. First, I want to just basically give you an overlay of the what I call the medical entity or the corporate structure of what we call UI Health here at the University of Illinois, University at the top. But the four boxes across the top, very quickly, Miles Square Health Center. It's really Miles Square, you know, seeing the new facility over here. And it is also, it's really made up of federally qualified health centers. There's 10 in total. The most recent one is Englewood, which we acquired from the city, and we're running the Englewood Center. It is a component unit of the hospital financially. Second piece, of course, is the hospital itself. During the course of this presentation, I'll be talking about the medical center or the hospital interchangeably, but that's the core focus of this presentation. Woodcock, Wood, and Taylor, named after the three streets that boundaries of the hospital. That's the billing operation of the for the hospital. It is a separate URO, separate reporting, separate component unit of the university's financial reporting, but it is the billing operation for the hospital. And And the last piece